Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it's your girl, Miss P. What's going on this Saturday night? Guess who I tackled down, got chained to the studio tonight? I have Lady C, guys. What's up, Lady C?
Hi, guys. It's me, Lady C. I'm a little sick under the weather, but I didn't forget about you guys.
All right, now, so I'm totally excited to have Lady C on the show with me tonight. We're going to be interviewing Green Studio New York, Jeff and Lyric, so I'm totally excited about that. They're totally, like, enthusiastic, gold-orientated, creative. They just busting it out, and I just can't wait to talk to them. So what's going on, Lady C?
Nothing. I've been under the weather for a little while, but I am back, and I miss you guys. I miss you. I missed everybody.
Yeah, we miss you too. And the thing about it, Lady C, I hope you're taking some vitamin C and stuff because this is pneumonia weather. I've been seeing a lot of people walking around in poom poom shorts in November. And I'm like, really?
Hey, I got steroids, everything. Okay, vitamin C, steroids, vitamin, every vitamin you can think of. I got it.
Okay, that's excellent because you're going to need it in this weather.
Amen to that. I know. And you too. You better stock up on your immune system.
I'm definitely stocking up A, C, just A through Z, zinc, all the way to zinc is already in my cabinet. So definitely I'm being conscientious of the change in the weather so I can keep myself motivated and things of that nature. So, you know, I was thinking today, Lady C, I was seeing somebody with a piercing in their neck. And, you know, I'm down with the tattoos, I'm down with the piercings and all that good stuff. But really, in your neck, what's your thoughts on that?
This is not the Flintstone era. We don't want bones and stuff popping out the side of your neck. I respect, you know, body art, but some things is just extreme, and it's just like, okay, what sexually or what can you do with that? Can it be a pen? Can you write with it? What can you do?
Maybe it's like target practice. They was having target practice and it lands in the neck. I don't know what's really people's motives. I mean, I'm here for free expression, but, I mean, when you start tattooing your neck and down your spine, you have ran out of places, you have ran out of thoughts, you have ran out of creativity. It's just a whole nother thing. But before we just go on and on about that, because we are limited on time and stuff, we're going to play a song tonight, and it's by Diamond Dallas. And she's really doing her thing out here in New York. She's grinding. She has a full album that just released yesterday, Lady C, and I totally downloaded and bought it, and I'm just open that she's going to be on the show next week. So, you know, without further ado, we're going to play her song, and that way we can get a little feel of Diamond Dallas. So here we go. This one's called Secret.
Thinking me, you can make a dinner. cake if you put it in my face. You know I'm trying to eat the whole grape. Oh, you be looking good, I'ma keep it hood for ya. Call me when you're ready, I'll be over to scoop ya. On the phone fantasizing about what we could do. I could make a dream come true. And you can be my priest, and I promise to keep it a secret. Yeah, I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we can do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes to make me feel good to you. To you. Get you out the crib one more time. Know you're working hard and it's such a turn on. Type of role playing, you gon' get you turned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's on the roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just looking good, I'ma keep it good for ya. Call me when you're ready, I'm over the scoop ya. On the phone fantasizing about what I can do. I can be a dream come true. And you can be my priest, and I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we can do it till your face. Till the days come through, yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish, yeah, for your body, yeah. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody business what we came here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. No matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you can be my priest, and I promise to keep it a secret.
I promise,
oh, promise. I just wanna be the only priest that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we can do it till your face turns blue. Yeah. Do it till the jakes come through. Yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish. Yeah. For your body. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody business what we came in here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you, and I promise to keep it a secret.
Yeah, Lady C, so that was Dallas. And, you know, and we're going to say Diamond Dallas, okay? So that was Secret. So that was an awesome song. But, you know, without further ado, we have Green Studio on the line. So let's put them in so we can get to know them a little better. Hey, Green Studio New York, you on the line with Miss P and Lady C?
Hey, P, Lady C.
What's up?
Hey, what's going
Hi.
On?
What's going on, guys?
We're chilling, chilling. No,
hey, Lyrics.
Hey, what's up? How are
it's
you?
It's a Saturday, yeah. Right?
Yeah, man, trying to get a little rest. You know, Green Studios, always on the grind.
I know. And I'll be
with you. How are you guys?
We're feeling great because we're on the line with you guys. So that's what's so awesome about us right now.
Yes, we're trying to get green screened ourselves.
Definitely. Cool. So, guys.
See, I heard you weren't feeling too good earlier. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, the weather with the whole cold. they diagnose you with nothing, but you
don't
know
tell me you were
sick.
One of those wearing the poom-poom shorts out there, too.
Listen, I may be Spanish, but I don't dress Spanish in the summer. I mean, in the winter. I make sure I have my scarf, my hat, all of that. I don't have the short sleeves outside like it's 95.
God, you guys are crazy. So, again, welcome, guys. Welcome. I'm totally excited to have you guys on the show tonight. You know, I have nothing but love for you guys. So I just wanted to, like, just jump right into it. So tell us about Green Studio New York.
Green Studio NYC. Well, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, you want to let me take the... All right, you take the next one. Now, I was just going to say, because the Green Studio is really a multimedia productions company. We represent artists. We work with artists. We provide services from audio to photography and video. And that's pretty much what we are. You know, we're a network of people. We have a lot of people down with the team from, you know, DJ Johnny Juice, Raven the Blazing Eurasian, Mo. You know, Lyric is one of the core members of the company, and, you know, he's the other person on the line. And we definitely spend a lot of time sort of assembling a team of people that are incredibly talented in diverse fields. So it's pretty much an organization that represents a lot of talent. And at the heart of it, we just do multimedia, everything.
Definitely, man. We got a lot going down right now, too. Like, for instance, if you're an MC right now, we have an MC battle going on, the Roberto battle. Basically, if you just go to greenstudios.com and check out the website, and within it, you know, you can check out the Roberto beat. Roberto is a, not Roberto, Razor, actually. Razor got a LP out from Green Studios called Roberto, and the kid is amazing. You just gotta check out his beats. And actually, the battle is for a free mixtape. You know, it's for a free mixtape filled with beats by Roberto. And we're actually working with WBAI right now. We have a show called Word on the Street. And we have a member in the team, Raven the Blazing Eurasian. She has a show with XXL called Rapping with Raven. We're working with the Oxymorons. Those are my brothers. Those are a real talented group, real talented artists. Check them out. Game Rebellion, you know, the list goes on. We're doing a lot of things. And the Llama Squad as well. Shout out to them. You know, we're out there.
Definitely. I know you guys are out there. Trust me. If anyone else knows, Miss P knows, okay? And this is why it's such an honor and a thrill to, like, be connected to you guys because, again, like they just said in so many words that you guys have so many awesome things that you can contribute to life that is just, you know, it's crazy. The list goes on and on and on and on, your talents and stuff like that. I mean, from photography, from videos, from game shows. I mean, it's just so much that you guys do. And I think that you're kind of keeping it light right now with me, and I don't appreciate it because you guys are not even, like, scratching the surface of all the things that you really do. So, come on. Come on, mm-hmm. Someone pick it up. Go listen with the rest. Let people know how awesome Green Studio New York really is.
Now we do a lot of different things, but basically what it is it boils down to multimedia productions. You know, ever since a few years ago, we sat down and we sort of saw a vision of where music and entertainment as a whole was going, and everything was just being mixed together. It was just becoming an amalgamation of all sorts of sounds, concepts, ideas. Whereas back in the day, you'd have a record company, you'd have a photography company, or you'd have rock and roll, and then you'd have hip-hop. It started becoming something where everything was just combining. Media is just media, and music is just music. And whether it's good, some is good, some of it is good, some of it is bad. But basically, we represented a company that was looking ahead and saying, look, people aren't just going to need a video. People aren't just going to need a beat. People need media. And so we represent all forms of media, and we do everything. So that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is being able to capture all types of media under one umbrella.
You guys are just very well read too. You know, like I don't even know if I can interview you any further. I mean, everything that I could ever wanted to ask you guys, you just kind of like gave it all to me in a nutshell. I don't know what to do with you two.
Maybe we could
but you know
what?
I respect what you're saying because everything consists of media. Like you said, music is like everybody and their grandma is doing music.
So the best thing to do is with media, you have movies, you have videos, you have short films. You can do anything with media. So I see where you're going from as far as with green screening and taking it to another level where you're saying, hey, media is a part of everyday life.
Right.
Now, my question to you guys is, do you guys work with budgets or do you guys have, like, a set price that you charge everyone?
Well, it really depends on who we're working with. And at the end of the day, you know, we have a network of people who each do different things. I'll give you an example. So if somebody comes to us and they're an MC and they're like, I need a beat, right? We can say, all right, fine, you need a beat. We can say, what's your budget? And then we can find a producer that works within their budget because we represent over 10 producers at this point. So it's the same thing with all the services we provide. We have a network of people who can provide the services. So if someone steps to the table and they're like, look, I'm looking for the absolute best, and we're going to put them in touch with the best person, and they're going to have to deal with that price. Usually the best person isn't as flexible with their budget. But when you're dealing with someone who has a tight budget and they may not necessarily need the best of the best at that time, they can work with someone who is working their way up to becoming the best, you know, while they're on a come up. So that's pretty much what we're all about. And that's how come we go around and we collect people. So anyone who's interested in joining the team or just letting us know about what they're involved in can reach out to us. And, you know, if we feel that there's a certain level of talent there, we'll definitely, you know, figure out a way to market and promote them and get their services out there and put them in contact with some of our clients.
That's great. Because a lot of people aren't willing to work with just people in general unless you have, like, that big old wallet that says, cha-ching.
Right. No, we understand, you know, musicians are everyday people too, man. We got bills just like everybody else. So, you know, man, you know, we work with anyone just about. Not all the time. You got to be talented because, well, it's like what we realize in music and in entertainment as a whole is that people are afraid to say, yo, that's whack just because the person is, just because the person has some money.
Not us.
You know, we're not like that. If we can't handle your music, don't even come to it. We have a criteria.
Can't handle it.
Like, it's killing my ears, dude.
Yeah,
like, don't even play it on a subway. For a change,
okay?
Right.
That
is crazy.
But not just with music, man. With everything we do, we try to keep it to the best, at the top, you know. So, please, if you're a musician and you're an artist and, you know, you trust your talent, you know, come see us, you know. But if you're just starting out and you're not really serious, you know, there's plenty of people out there that are serious, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we're reaching out
definitely.
Let me add
so
on to that.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff,
mind,
baby, go ahead.
That, though, but it, yeah, no, but in the same vein of what you're saying, Lyric, is that, you know, we work with people, for example, we pursue and we do what we like. You know, in working with some of the artists that we've been, like, for example, interviewing for the XXL magazine, we went and, you know, got an interview with Cormega. Now, Cormega is definitely, you know, one of my favorite artists and somebody that we respect their grind and their hustle. Now, we could have been running around trying to, you know, do a Drake interview or trying to do, like, a Waka Flocka interview or whatever. And nothing against those brothers, but that's what everyone else is doing.
Exactly.
You know, we reach into what we want to do, you know. So we will work with people. It's really a feeling. It's like, am I going to enjoy this? Is this person, you know, is this worth doing? Is this somebody that I enjoy? Like, Cormega's a real cool, peaceful brother. And, you know, we respect his music and his grind. So doing that, you know... felt good. So, you know, those are the kind of projects we pursue, the ones that feel good, you know, not just pay good.
Exactly.
Definitely.
You know,
can I hug you guys, like, virtually?
Right. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Group hug virtually, you know, because that is so awesome. I just love when people come together and respect, you know, people's talents and respect that people are everyday people, like Lyric said, and, you know, you're willing to work with the feeling and not really, like you said, with the pockets. So that's awesome. Now, I wanted to ask you guys individually just to get your feedback really quick. So what inspires you? So I don't know who wants to start, you know, and then, you know, we could just take it, like, you know, one after the other, but I just want to really get a feel so people can really see what I see when I see you guys and what I feel when I feel you guys. What inspire you? Anyone can go first.
Go ahead, Lil.
Oh, you just gonna put it on me, huh?
I'm just gonna put it on him. Put it on him.
All right, let's see. What inspires me? Just life, man. Just life in general. Just waking up in the morning and breathing. But like, it's just, but overall, it's everything that I see that's positive. Positivity inspires me. You know, because there's a lot of negative things out there on a daily basis we run through. We look at the news and everything. So as long as I see, like, a flower or a butterfly on the flower, I'm taking a picture. That puts my mind at peace.
Aww,
you know, if I'm behind
the
mic
you.
And I'm doing my thing, I put my mind at peace.
Now take one right now. Take a picture right
Send
now.
Send it to us. Don't lie. Sorry.
Yeah, y'all crazy. No, but on a serious note, as long as it brings peace to you, man, you know, whatever you do, you know, that's what I'm about, you know.
Right, I love it, Lyrics. And you, Jeff?
For me, it's a lot of what Lyrics just said. You know, what inspires me is life in general, and you know, to add on to that, just honestly, it's ambition. You know, I don't want, you know, I constantly wanting to improve yourself and constantly wanting to outdo yourself. You know, I'm in competition with myself, so in a way, every day I wake up and it's like, I'm critiquing and breaking down what I did yesterday and not even happy with it anymore. So now it's a whole new struggle and challenge to outdo yourself from yesterday. So that's very inspiring.
You know what? You guys better cut this crap out because I swear to God, I'm about to come over. Stop it, okay? Stop the crap, okay?
You
I'm
know
just
you're
like.
Welcome. You're part of the team, too.
Okay, definitely, yeah, because you know, this is crazy because I'm telling you, for all our lady listeners out here, if you guys are not feeling like hot and bothered after listening to this conversation, something is definitely wrong with every single one of you guys. Okay?
Wow.
Because this is like the ultimate for me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like creativity,
thank you.
Knowledge. I'm just like sitting here fanning myself. Like, whoo, Lady C, do you feel that heat coming out of the phone?
I do. And you guys gotta keep making sure, because since everyone, you know, they're trying to get a piece of the pie, that you guys stay focused and make sure that you don't let people discourage you from what you're doing, even though everyone is trying to do the same thing. So you guys keep green screening because, you know, I want to learn some things. So you guys should have classes, you know, hint, on green screening and studio stuff like that, production.
Definitely. I would definitely take that class. Yeah, I'll definitely take that class. I'm going to go buy a new notebook tomorrow.
Well, let's not forget also that we're inspired by y'all. Sister,
for real.
You guys are out there grinding hard, and you got it. We're on your show right now, so this is your build. You know, you add us on to your build. So we are
all right, Connor, let's see, 51.
For real, I remember when we sat down and met you and were talking and just how inspired we felt that day. After that, we was working till like 7 the next morning because we were so inspired.
For real.
So,
don't make me cry, guys. I have no Kleenex. Oh, I love you guys. I really do. And I'm so excited that you guys welcomed me into your lives as you guys are welcomed into the family. And, you know, it's just only going to get better from here. And I just look forward to all that's to come with you guys and me involved in the middle. Right in the middle, guys. Right in the middle. I have to keep it in the middle. Keep it even. Keep it balanced. No.
Hey, I'll be to the left, but I'll still be on the picture.
No.
Definitely. So we are totally, Lady C and myself are like so like grateful that you took the time tonight, guys, to come on and talk to us about Green Studios, because I've been talking about it like all week. Oh, these guys are amazing. You just got to listen in, blah, 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 blah. So people really get to see what I see and how awesome you guys really are and how talented. And, you know, like I said, again, I'm just really grateful. So thank you guys so much for taking the time, Jeff and Lyrics, to come on and talk to Lady C and myself. I feel blessed.
I feel blessed. Well, I really appreciate the time you have.
Yes, thank you so much. And anytime, you know you guys are family. So if it's just, hey, we coming on for 2 seconds to talk about X, Y, and Z project, X, Y, and Z, then just totally just give me a heads up and let's just do it.
Okay,
let's just do it, okay,
hey, guys? Guys, what's your ultimate quote? I know my quote is like messed
ultimate
up. Quote. Like, what's your quote? She's trying
what's
to
your
say.
Motto?
Well, I don't have an ultimate quote. I don't have an ultimate quote, but I'm going to leave you with something that we have. It's one of the quotes that we use at the end of every Word on the Street show. And it's just, and it pertains to hip-hop, but it also pertains to life. It says, if you're a fan of hip-hop, make sure you know your history. Make sure you know your facts, because hip-hop is a culture, not just
not
tracks.
Not just tracks.
Wow.
But it's changing the life.
That
okay.
made me embarrassed, okay? I need to go on my history books. And start Heavy D and all of that. R.I.P. Heavy D.
Okay. It's like, Tony, you got to pull out those damn Wikipedias.
See, all of that good stuff. Start Running Man.
We can't wait to have you on our show and our website, our blog as well, Miss P, because we definitely want to dig into your brain the same way you dug into our brain, too, and look forward to that.
Please, half of it will be laughing, as you guys see. Like, I was just too silly with it. Half of that will be just cracking up. So I hope you're ready for that. You're going to be like, all right, cut. Okay, Miss P, damn it, get it together.
We're going to have fun. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for taking the time. Now get back in to do what y'all do, because I see your post all the time, you know, like a studio rat. Get back in there and do what you guys do. Make me proud.
Murder.
And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. You too. Bye. Yes, ladies. So that was Green Studios New York. Love those guys. They're very humble. They're educated. They're just, like, talented. They're all those good things. I love it. I love it. I love it. And on tonight's show, we played Diamond Dallas Secret. You know, again, she's going to be on the show November 22nd at 6 p.m. And for all those that's new listening into the show, that's 818-495-6975, and that's live. Once again, I want to thank all you guys for all your support, Lady C and myself. And, yes, Lady C is on the show tonight. We chained her to the studio so she can come on and spread some of that coughing and share some of her throat lozenges with us.
So, wait, I do Ricolas. I don't do those. Ricolas.
This is why I'm so excited to have her on tonight, guys, because of these little things. Ricola, okay? The Ricola is like the worst freaking cough drop in the world, although it's natural, okay?
Right.
It tastes like hell on wheels, but yes.
You gotta get the honey. Only honey.
So I would throw extra lipstick a lake, okay? Okay, it's enough is enough. It's just going into like.
Honey only.
All of it is garbage, guys.
All of it is lies.
And garbage. I promise you. Only honey.
I promise you. Oh, goodness.
Enough is enough. I'm crying, okay? Enough is enough. Thank you for tuning in to the Intune show. We want to
have a great Saturday. Safe, okay? No drinking and driving.
No drinking and driving. No Ricolas with honey. Like, leave.
There's alcohol in those, too.
Okay, no Ricolas and driving.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let me compose myself. The tears are streaming down my eyes. Like, this is streaming live right now. And we just act like we
this is the best of the worst times.
Tune in tomorrow for my show with Oren. Okay, guys, it's at 3 p.m. tomorrow, 818-495-6975. Until then, stay in tune with Miss P and Lady C. We'll talk to you, baby, soon. Later.
Bye.